Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem Tes 249. As we continue in Parshas Kedoshim, in the later on in the same pasuk that we spoke about yesterday. So the pasuk tells us Lo Socho Al Adam. That's the first phrase. That was yesterday's discussion related to the issue of Lav Shebeklalos and the issur of being a Ben Sor Mora. And today we have Lo Senachashu VeLo Saoneinu. We have the two mitzvahs. Today is Nichush, and the next one is Lo Saoneinu. What does that mean? Lo Senachashu, says Rashi on the pasuk. Lo Senachashu is Kegon Elu HaMenachashin Bechulda Ubaofos. Those who look at omens from a weasel or a bird. Pito Naflo Mipiv. Ah, you see the bread fell out of its mouth. Tzvi Yafsiku Baderech. Or a Tzvi, a deer, passed in front. Today's Isser is the Isser of looking at signs in front of me, which, as we'll see, were not asked for by the person involved. And I change, I modify, I direct, I channel my behavior based on what I see, based on what I am experiencing. That is Lo Senachashu. So Onenu will Bezrim get to next time. But Lo Senachashu, says the Chinuch Shlo Lanachi, Shlo Nelech Acharei Nechashim. One is not supposed to go after Nechashim. Again, people who give omens, and the like. Shne'emar Lo Senachashu. V'nechmal b'makom acher. And this lav is said in more than one place. Later on in Dvarim, it also talks about this Isser Shne'emar, Lo Yimatzei Becha, V'chulu, right, the way it's said there, he counts it here, U'menachesh. V'yamru b'sifri menachesh. The Chinuch says what Rashi says, Kagon. Home enough with PT me P. Oh, my bread fell out of my mouth. That means it's a good day to invest. Right? Nafla makli biadi, my stick fell out. Avar nachash mi mini v'shor mi smali. Right? A nachash passed from my right. A fox from my left. If I think something, okay, I can know certain things. But if I you take that sign and affect my behavior with it, so that is related to a different source other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm not allowed to modify my behavior based on it as an Issa Daraisa, right? This is the Issa of superstitions, right? Oh, I'm not gonna go across the street because a black cat crossed my path. Oh, I'm gonna have a bad luck day because I walked under a ladder. Any of these, this is included in the Issa of Nichush, Shelo L'Nachesh, any of these items that were made up by the world around us. That is included in the Isser of Nichush. We continue. Says the Chinuch b'Sifra Amru Lo Senachashu Kagon Elu HaMenachashim B'Cholda U'Ba'Ofos U'B'Kolchavim V'Chayotzi B'Hen Ad Kan V'Chein Kagon Mashi Yomer Hamoni Ha'Amim Aschalim Kivon Shashifti Midrachai Shayiti Holech Otzvi Yafsiko Or Yipsoik Over Al Rosho. All of these signs, a deer, a bird screamed over my head. This happened to me at the beginning of the day. Again, all of these items that have no connection, no specific message that I could say from God. Meaning, when a black cat crosses my path, that's known in the superstition world that that's bad luck. That's not like, as we'll talk about later, hopefully, certain simanim min hashamayim that are specifically tailored to a certain individual. Right? Of course, we always think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. And everything is, the Gemara says in Arachin, which we mentioned a couple of days ago. Every time I bump my toe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. I take messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, all the time. But where a certain event occurs, which has no rationale, which has no connection to the world of spiritual reality, so then basing my behavior based on that, that is the Isser. Oshomikra Rayavo, Eyuv, Cholamaisim, Eilev, Chayotzebehen, this is all included in the Isser of Nichush. Again, patterning one's behavior based on a certain event that occurred, which a person does not attribute to a specific source of godliness. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, let's talk about what the Shorish is behind this mitzvah. Lefi, and again, there are four or five areas which we're going to have to talk about, which seems to be in violation of this, as we'll see, Simam and Nashamayim, and other people, even in the Torah, who might have done this. Let's see. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefi Shein Yonim Eile Heim Divrei Shigaon Vesichlus Gemura. All of these issues are foolish. Ula'am kadosh amiti asher bacharakel, and to the holy nation that God chose, lo ya'us lahem sheyishu b'divrei shakar. They shouldn't listen to this foolishness. The Isser is, all this stuff is meaningless and foolish. and therefore you shouldn't base your behavior based on it. Is there anything dangerous? Is there anything ma'uti about it? The truthfulness? Put it to the chinuch, no. Also, following these other events brings somebody away from Hashem. Because they're not focusing on what they should be doing and using their seichel. They're just going based on these other events that take place. And they'll eventually be led to forget God totally. There was no black cat that crossed today. It's going to be an awesome day. And what is it if it's not an awesome day? It doesn't come from the cat. And therefore, this iser is basically a siyag le'emunah. We might say. Because if somebody follows these ideas, that will lead him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo bashgacha meis baro, v'nimsa yotzei b'kach mikol ikar hadas. One can be led away from the ikar hadas if one follows these ideas. Al kein, therefore, ki chafez Hashem b'tov oseinu. Hashem wants our goodness. Hashem wants us to be close to Him. And therefore, tzivanu lo haser mili beinu machshav azu. Hashem commanded us to remove this from our hearts. V'likvoa b'lvavenu. Ki kol haroz v'atov mipi el yon teitzena. It's based on the Pasuk in Eicha. Everything comes from Hashem. L'fi maisa adam im tov v'imra. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a package for each of us. V'hanachashim, like we mentioned in Parsha Shia this week. Those of you who listen, those of you who didn't listen yet, that the everybody's hashkacha. It's like a mother giving the word emuna. Or Ephraim Waxman quoted Svarim, is from the word omen, kasher yisa omen esayonik. It's like a mother giving milk to a child, just like a mother's milk is perfectly, the genetic content is perfectly made to satiate, to nourish the child. So too, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in life is specifically suited for us. It all comes from Him. V'hanachashim l'malam v'maridim. Any of these events that we see, or nothing. Kamosha Kassel, like the Pasuk says by Bilam, Kilo Nachash B'Yakov, Lo Kassel, Kesem B'Yisrael. Pratim HaMitzvah, you look in Masechah Shabbos, you will see Pratim for this mitzvah. One Ha'ar before we continue, and that is, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, quotes one, quote-unquote, Nichush idea. Says the Gemara in Tainus, Chaf Tassim and Aleph, it's the Mishnah. And what does the Gemara say? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. And therefore, once it's Adar, if you have a Din Torah, make all your Din Torah as an Adar. Why? Because you're going to win. Right? It's great, great mazel. Amar review the Braider of Shmuel Bar Shailas Bajay the Rav. Kishem, Shinichnas Av Mate Besimcha. Kach, Mishinichnas Adar, Marbe Besimcha. Amar of Papa. Hilkach, Bar Yisrael, De Islay Din of Hadi Nachri. L'shtamit b'nev av, don't have a din Torah with an achri and av, d'rei amazle. V'limse nafshi ba'adar. You know, push it off to Adar, because Adar is great, great mazel. One second. Hey, it's Adar! Let's do it! Isn't that nichush? Is that nichush of time? Well, it relates to tomorrow's mitzvah that we'll get to in terms of Shalola Onain, but the Ritva there asked the question. He asked it in a little different form, but the Ritva, Nekamar and Tainus Chavtes, very important Ritva. The Afalpi She'ein Mazel Yisrael. We know Ein Mazel Yisrael, the Gemara says elsewhere. So how can we say here, oh, bad Mazel and Av, great Mazel and Adar? Hani Mili B'Shar Yamim. For 10 months out of the year, there's no Mazel Yisrael. We're above Mazel. Avo B'Shnei Chadashim Elu, Yesh Mazel. Shekei Nigzar Aleinu Min HaShamayim. These two aren't nichush because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the system. There's this truth to these, to Adar and Av. Why do so many terrible tragedies happen during the 9 days? And on Shabbat Batamos and on Tisha B'Av. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria. It's from Him. It's not something like a ladder or whatever the other examples we're giving. So that's why that's an exception to the rule. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, we know from thousands of years ago, from 2,000 years ago. So the Mishnah, right, almost 2,000 years ago, and this is from before, Mishnichlas Av and Adar already miyuad, even before that, right, the Meraglim are already miyuad for Peronis. That's an exception to the rest of our Kol Nichush, because that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue, we'll get to other exceptions, but first we will continue. V'no hekes b'chol makam v'chol zman b'zacharim v'dekevis. This mitzvah applies always, all to men and women. Men and women. Does it apply to B'nai Noach? Does this apply to non-Jews? Is it a form of Avodah Zarah? Like the chinuch that we always like to quote in Taftaz Zion, that the seven mitzvahs of B'nai Noach are really seven categories. There are many mitzvahs in each category. So is this an anaf? Is this Av Yisrael Avodah Zarah that's leading us away? We'll see. Keep that question in mind. The overalei va'asa shumaisa al pi anichush be'edim v'hasra. if somebody violates and acts based on the Nichush with Edom and Asura, meaning I am about to go to a store and something crosses my path and I say, you know what, I'm not going to. And there are witnesses there and they say, no, if you don't go to the store, if you go somewhere else, so then you're going to violate, this is Daraisa. And I say, I'm going to ask Kenan Yosa, get Malchus. You get Malchus for that. Loke, you get Malchus. Vidafka, but Bezin Shalosha Mishlosha, as long as it's with a Bezin of 23. The Minchas Chinuch does not know why the Chinuch said this, because Malchus, you don't need a Bezin of 23. Bezin of 3 is good enough for Malchus. Os Beis, the Minchas Chinuch says, Dvarim Elu Temuim Ma'od. The Dini Malchus Lo Boinin Asher Mishlosha. Rak Shlosha Shmuchim. Need 3 Shmuchim. And Malchus even Bizman Azeb, Echol Malchum even Mechutz La'aretz. He continues, and he does not answer the question. At the end, Al Kain Dvarim Elu Temuim Ma'od, Vitzarech Iyun. See, he wonders why Dafka, this mitzvah, out of all, would require 23 for its Malchus. Okay, either way. V'chein, continuing the chinuch. V'chol makom shekasad m'mah shekadam. U'mah shenichtov loke akavan hiberes hakadosha only in Eretz Yisrael. Shei makom ha'mishpat shalasa mishlosha. Shein don and dinin nefashas b'chutz la'aretz. Ela b'masur levad. The only exception to the rule is masur, an informer, which we spoke about a couple of mitzvahs ago. L'fishi misaso hatzala v'sechia la'achirim tovim imenu. Because his death, his removal, is a salvation to all others around. Okay, so this is the mitzvah. Let's talk about some of the issues. Where does this come up in the Gemara? Chulin Tzadikeim Beis. The Gemara there tells us that there are two people in Tanakh that seem to have violated, in quotes, Nichush, but we know it can't be. And who was that? Eliezer Evan Abraham. What Eliezer? Right. If you bring me a girl in the wind, she helps me out. Wonderful. That's going to be the one. And if not, not. Isn't that Nichush? And Yehonasan. By Yehonasan, when Yehonasan, David's Shaul's son, when he's going to see whether the enemy is defeatable or not, so he says to his nosekim, to his assistant, let's go make ourselves known a little bit and we'll see what they say. If they say, you know what, come on up here, you guys, come here. So then we'll know that they're scared and they don't want to move. But if they say, you're right there, we're coming. So then we're not going to come. So isn't that Nichush? And then we'll know whether we're going to win in battle or not. So why isn't that Nichush? So that's what the Gemara deals with. Tzadikeim Beis says, Rav, kol Nichush she'eno ke'Eliezer Eved Abraham u'kiyonasan ben Shaul eno nachash. The Gemara has a line which says, no, they didn't violate. That wasn't Nichush. The question is, why not? Why wasn't it Nichush? The Gemara seems to say, oh, it's not Nichush. So all the Rishonim get into the act. Says Tosfos, V'yim Tomar Eliezer Heich Nichesh, but how'd he do it? V'yesh Lomar Tahu Tana Savash Lonosan Latzmidim Ashigidu Lo Basmihi. Really, it's against the text, but really, Eliezer did not give her the jewelry until after he said, what's your name? After that, he found that, oh, it's Aaron's family, good. So that's a little dachuk, a little that's not in the text. But even though Dechsevet, he says it, Ein Muktim Amucha Batorah. That is very difficult. Emel the Rukhama Torah is usually used by different sections of the Torah. But different psukim within the same section? Of course you say Muktim Ruchar. If there's a story being told, what you say Pasuk Dalet is before Pasuk Beis? It's one story. How can you say Ein Muktim Ruchar? That's what Tosfos says. Ein Muktim Ruchar Torah. And then he says, Yonasan Ben Shaul, Heich Nichesh. And he says, no, he was just giving chizuk to his na'ar. He didn't really, really mean it. Okay. That's Tosfos. The Ran, though, is what's quoted at length by many others. All these Rishonim, by the way, are in the Minchas Chinuch Nos Aleph. We'll get back to the Rambam. But he quotes Tosfos right there, and then he quotes the Ran, but I'll quote the Ran in full. Says the Ran, there, in Chulin Tzadikei, why didn't Eliezer violate Nichush? It's such a mistaver teretz. By these two, what is Nichush? Totally arbitrary. It doesn't make any sense. And I base my reaction, my actions as a reaction to it. By these two cases, it was logic. It was logical. It wasn't stam arbitrary. What did Eliezer say? If she gives me and all the camels water, wonderful, I'll take it. That's not arbitrary. That's basically saying, if she's a balas chesed, awesome, I'll take her. That's not nichush. What was Yonasan saying? If they say, come to us, they're scared. That's a reflection. They're scared of us. That's why it's not, that's why we're going to attack them. But if they say, oh, come to us, So then they're not scared. So it's all based on logic. Whenever something's based on something that makes sense, so then that is not nichlash. That's the yesodistic teretz of the Ran. The kach niru li b'tirutzin shel dvarim. You see this Ran, you're like, oh, what was the question? Sha'anachash she'ishanichash asr Torah hu atolaz dvarav b'simon she'ein hasvara no senes she'yehei bohem goin to'elos l'davar. O nezek, pito nafal, tzvi hifsik. This is, by the way, is in the Chiddushi Aran. It's not in the Aran in the back. Aval halokeach simanim bedavar shasvara no daas shehin moen toelos bedavar ein zanachash shekol iske haolam kachem shaharei haomerim yerdu gushamim loitzi laderech v'mav eitzi laderech. Is that nichush? If somebody says, you know what? I'm planning to go out to Yerushalayim tomorrow. As it's raining, I'm not going to go. Is that nichush? No, that's normal. That's logical. If it's raining, I'm not going to go. So, if she's a balas chesed, she's the one for Yitzchak. That's not nichush. That's how we live our lives. Based on what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. Min hagu shel olam. V'Eliezer evet Avram. Yonatan min shol. Talu maseyem. She Eliezer yodeya haya. Shlo hayu mazavgan lishel Yitzchak. Elo hogen eslo. She knew, he knew that he got to find somebody good for Yitzchak. L'fichach hocha simon la'atzmo. She imtiyeh kol kach no'e b'ma'aseha. V'shleima b'midoseha. Until she says, I'm going to give all your camels. I know she's the one. That's logic. V'chein Yonasan ben Shaul shebikos lachos b'machane plishtim huvenose kelev took a simin shem yomru alu eleinu yehi nira shehem yureim mimayrav v'chayotzi bazeh batach Yonasan begvuraso shekim minav shalolam. But if not, not. So that is the very important answer of the Ran there in Chulin Tzadikei, quoted here in the Minchas Chinuch as well. There is a difficult Rambam in Ravid. Let me just read it to you in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Dalin. That's the halacha of Nichush, where the Rambam says that he quotes the Isser based on the Midrashim that we said. And then at the end of the Simen, the end of the halacha of the Rambam, he says as follows. V'chein ha-meisim la'atzmo simanim. Im ye'er li kach v'kach, aser davar ploni. V'im lo ye'er alo ase. If somebody makes simanim for them by saying, if this happens, I'll do it. If not, I won't do it. Ke'eliezer evet Avraham. V'chol kayotze b'dvar ma'elu. Hakol aser. If you read the Pashas of the Rambam, it sounds like he's saying that Eliezer violated the Isser. If anybody makes nichush like this, like Eliezer did, that's aser. Says the Ravid, Zeshibush Gadol, Shai Dover Se Mutter, Umutteru. He says, what's the Rambam talking about? He says, They Chashav Ala Tzadikim Kemosam Averazu. The Ihavi Inu Mafki Pulsa Dedo Lape. If they were here, fire would come out of their mouths at the Rambam, says the Ravid. So what's the Rambam talking about? So some want to give the answer for the Rambam that, oh, maybe it's Bnei Noach. Getting back to what we said before, are Bnei Noach Mechuyev or not? So that's what the Kesef Mishnah deals with here also. Whether he says you get from the Ravid, they're obviously Mitzuvah, because he says, oh, how can you say there was such a chay? Maybe that's a Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Maybe the Rambam is saying, we can't do now what they did, but then it was Mutter. Then it wasn't Usser yet. Mashin came us. Either way, that is an important Rambam Ravid to be aware of. Okay, that is all one issue. Next issue to discuss. And that is, there is a whole Sefer. Again, the next question that we can ask is, there is a concept in Gemara where we seem to take omens. There are many Gemaras that talk about an Amora or a Tana going to a child who just came out of yeshiva and saying, Psoch li psukecha, you know, what pasuk did you just learn? And whatever pasuk they'll say, they base their actions based on it. Right, the Gemara by Acher, in Maseches Chagiga. Right, Acher and Meir went to 13 Bati Medrash. And by each one of them, he say, no, what did you just learn? And every pasuk was like a shtach to Acher. You're never going to do tshuva. So they took it as a simin. And there are many examples of that. Of Sokli, of Tanam Sokli Psukecha. The Medrash in Esther Rabbah. The Medrash says that after the Gzeir by Purim, of Haman, it came out. So Haman went to celebrate, and Mordechai went to different Bati Medrash, and he went to the first one, and the kid comes in and says, no, what pasuk did you just learn? And he says, Mishle, Al tira bifachat pita when misras misham kitavo. Right, don't worry. He goes to the next person, kid. What pasuk did you just learn? Utsu etzav esufar, dabadar avalayakam ki imanu keel. Goes to the next one. V'yadzik rani, he asks him, and he hears that Mordechai is in heaven. Haman sees him. What's going on? He's like, no, nothing. Everything's fine, wonderful. Mordechai took it. Why isn't that nichush? Why is that nichush? So it seems that when it comes to psukim, that's not nichush. Right? If you look in the Ramah, it's Beferish Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, Kuf Ayin Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, Bias Tinok V'Isha, Avopi She'ein Nichush Yei Simen. You can't trust it. But there are some simanim when it comes to Bonabayas, Nora Loben, exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, I'm not going to get into now, but look at the Ramah. V'chei mutter lomar latino psokli psukecha. It's mutter to say to a child, nu, tell me what you learn. Mashma says the Shach. Mashma das harava poskim. It sounds like from the Ramah. Da afilu lasos mice of a lismo chalav. La asid, ala pasig mutter. De chashiv ksas nevuah. That's the Shach talking. Whoa, psokli psukecha. There's no nichush when it comes to psukim. That's what you get from the Ramah, that's what you get from all these stories, and that's the basis for the most famous Goro in history, the Goro Agra. There's a whole sefer I have all about Goro Agra, which is a type of way of using the Tanakh, using the Torah, in order to get answers to difficult questions. Again, this is not something fascinating. If you look in the, he has in the sefer, the author has haskamas, of course, from all the different gedolim of the time. So he has haskama from Rav Sarya Dablitsky, who is arguably the world's greatest expert on the Gra, Bizman Hazeh, who lives in Bnei Brak. So he writes there, amazing sefer. The sefer should to inspire people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives all the time. And he says, but chas v'shalom, this should be a sefer. Lo l'shimush b'fo'al. Shal zeh nomar, tamim tiyem Hashem l'akecha. Only mikram yotzim min haklal. The gedolei ador throughout the ages used the Goro Agra, using the Chumash in order to get messages. Rav Aaron Cutler used this when he was trying to figure out whether to stay in Eretz Yisrael or whether to go to America, and he opened up, and how you open it up is not for now, and he opened up to the Pasuk in Parsha Shmos. Hashem says to Aaron, go to Brosha. So he took that as a simon, as he has to go to his brother, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's in America already, and that's where Rav Aaron Cutler went to America. Or we know Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbi Levine used Goro Agra in order to identify the murdered of the Lamed Hay. Lamed Hey that went out about 20 minutes from here, the Nativ Lamed Hey, they went out towards the Gush and they were murdered, and they were not identifiable. The 35 soldiers, and Rai Levine used Goro Agra to identify each of them. Right, that's a known. It's known that it was done. And various other times that Goro Agra is used. Why isn't that Nichush? All the Goro Agras, all the times in history. Only the Yichidei Skula, Yichidei Gedolei Olam used the Goro Agra because of this Ramah. If it's based on Sukkim, it's not called Nichush. Not called Nichush. That is the that is the Goro Agra. Again, there's a lot more here. We could talk all about the other simanim. Sometimes there are simanim in Hashemayim that gedolim take. The story of the Chassam Sofer, I think I mentioned in the past, Chassam Sofer paskind that if one sleeps a Sheinas Keva, that takes the place of 6 hours. And therefore, if one eats Fleishiks right before they go to sleep, but they sleep for 4.5 hours, and that's their sleep for the night, in the morning, they get out of Milchiks. That takes the place of 6 hours. So the story, Rabbi Forrest quotes the story, and others, because I'm so for Paskin this way, he woke up the next morning after he Paskin that way, and he poured himself a hot cup of coffee, and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a Simon HaShemayim, that I must be wrong. So that's one way to say the story. The other way to say it, Rav Sternbach likes to say the story as, he took it as a simon to re-research the sugya, and then he came out to the other maskana. But either way, they took it as a simon. But again, that's not nichush. Why isn't that nichush? Because nichush is something totally objective that doesn't have anything to do with my life. Here, maybe it's logical. Hashem doesn't want me to drink this. Maybe he's giving me a message. We always have to look for messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, a lot of those stories have to do, somebody has a dream. The Hagos HaShmirin Avodah Zarah mentions one of the Rishonim that matered a certain type of fish. They said, oh, it's a kosher fish. And he had a dream that night that he was a waiter in a restaurant and he brought somebody shrutzim. Brought somebody shrutzim. He was feeding them shrutzim. He woke up in a sweat. He's like, oy vey. And he came up and he asked for the fish. How can I say it's mutter? Again, because these were specifically tailored. I'm not saying you should pass him from a dream. That's a separate topic. But at least these were specifically tailored. That's not nichush. Nichush is an objective action that has no connection to my life. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow in Shalola Onein when we talk about magic shows, when we talk about anything related to that of Onein. Okay, we'll stop here.